Hello, everyone, and welcome to Thrifters Villa, a podcast for resellers and entrepreneurs. I'm Daniela, and today I have three special guests with me. We are going to be breaking down PoshFest 2023, which I did not attend, but I thought it'd be really great to have three people on here to give their perspectives on how PoshFest was for them, and hear the good, the bad, the ugly, you know, all that stuff, all the things you want to hear, all the tea. All right, so sit back, relax, and we will see you at the table. Hi, friends.
Hello.
Welcome.
Hello.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you for doing this. I know people will be interested to hear because not everyone goes to PoshFest. And I feel like there wasn't that much content that went out about PoshFest this year, which was very interesting. There were like some pictures of people doing things and whatever, but that was really it. So you guys have the inside scoop. So before we get into day one and day two of PoshFest, we're just going to go around and introduce yourself to our listeners. And we're going to start with Liz, because you're the first one on my screen.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Danielle. I appreciate this. My name is Liz. I go by the hashtag RealizeYou is my everywhere call tag, I guess. RealizeYou Posh is my Instagram. I've been on Poshmark since 2013. And this was my third PoshFest, 2016, 2019. And this one, I've decided I only go to ones I can drive to from Las Vegas, which is where I'm based. And so because of it's already got expense around it with the hotels and everything. So if I can drive, I'm open to it. So this was my third one. So
beautiful. Thank you. Of course. Crystal.
Hello, everyone. I'm Crystal Galaxy Finds. This is my first PoshFest. I mainly sell vintage. I sell on Poshmark, Depop, little on eBay, little on Mercari, I guess. But yeah, this was my first time at PoshFest and also my first time in California. So that was a big reason why I wanted to go, because I had actually never been to California before and San Diego looked lovely, and it was. So that was my reasoning, but it was cool.
Nice. Alex, your turn.
Hello, everyone. I'm Alex. You may know me as House of Cloth. I mostly sell on Poshmark, but I'm on, I think, like six different platforms now. And this was my fourth PoshFest. I went to Dallas, Phoenix, and Houston before San Diego. But I'd never been to San Diego, so I kind of just wanted a vacation and to reunite with some people I met last year at PoshFest. And I'm actually originally from New England, and I'm a longtime listener of the podcast. So I'm really excited to be on here.
Yay. Well, I'm excited to have you guys on here. Before we get into like what day one looked like, what was your overall feeling of PoshFest this year? Because you guys have been, well, minus Crystal. So I'll go Liz and Alex. Compared to other PoshFests, how did this one rank for you guys?
Well, for me, the swag bag was the best it's ever been, which was so, you know, just start with that, because I've been kind of disappointed, but no, they did a great job. They did announce that they had other support this time, like List Perfectly. They had players that were going to participate that, you know, put money into it, so they had, you know, booths and so forth, but they've had them in the past. I mean four meals were included with the ticket, because I've always heard people complain about the ticket price. Of it's usually about $250, which seems steep, but I do a lot of conventions, a lot of these types of conventions where it's voluntary to go and it's kind of work supported, but it's, you know, a lot of them are cheaper. This one is a little pricier, but I've never been disappointed in the value of what they've given us. As far as, I mean, four meals were available, breakfast and lunch both days. And then the swag bag was, this one was really great. And a t-shirt and then those kinds of things. And that was separate from what you could pick up from the vendors, you know, the pens or whatever else you want to get. So those, I was really, those were kind of cool. That was fun. And overall, it was definitely, there was no big takeaways for me. For me, it was, I have no notes, none, no notes. Okay. I took none. So, I mean, even in the State of the Union in the past years, I took notes because there was revelations. This year, nothing. I got no notes. So, and that's an overall feeling. I'll get into details after everyone else has a chance to share theirs.
Okay. Alex, how about you?
Yeah, definitely the budget was higher this year than in previous ones. The resort it was at was a lot nicer, I thought. And it was great that we could just walk straight from the hotel room to the conference where it was being held. But yeah, I wouldn't say I learned anything. I kind of knew that going in. I wasn't going to come away with revolutionary information, but it's just fun to network. So it's always worth it for that, in my opinion. Definitely worth the price.
Interesting. And Crystal, what are your thoughts as a newbie going in?
So I've been on Poshmark since 2015. So I've just never, I don't know, I've wanted to go to Poshfest in the past and it just never happened. And I thought the swag bag was real cool. It was nice bag, nice stuff. And I was like, okay, this is a good first impression. The night before we got to pick them up and the hotel was super nice. And when we got in there in the morning and we sat at all the tables, I was like, ooh, this is so fancy. But yeah, the State of the Union, I was like, okay. And then when we got our little agenda thing, I was trying to figure out what I was going to go to. And some of the stuff was just kind of underwhelming. There was literally a self-confidence boot camp twice on the first day. And I was like, ooh, no, thank you.
Yes. We were all over it, right?
Okay, yes. MLM.
Right. So I'm like, I was looking for the stuff that I was going to get the most value out of, obviously. But yeah, the people I met right from walking in was great. Everybody was super nice and friendly. And, I recognized a lot of faces that I'd seen on Instagram. I didn't know these people, but I was I feel I know these people. So that was cool. And then, I saw Liz, we ended up sitting at the same table, by chance. It was so weird, she just came over and I was like, oh wait, so
I know you.
Yeah. So that was cool. So yeah, it was a good first impression, I would say, but
all right, so go ahead, Alex. Sorry.
It was definitely more heavily focused on the live selling, which obviously they just started within the last year, so that makes sense. But
yes,
yeah, I have thoughts on that. And I have a lot of thoughts on that. Okay, so Crystal, you have the agenda in front of you. Let's get into what day one looked like. So you walk in day one, what's happening?
All right, so just from 9 to 10, there was just registration, breakfast, and the Meet the Posher icebreaker. They gave us these they gave us bingo cards, which they also gave us at Posh Party Live that I went to last month. It's the same thing almost. And then Meet the Posher. And it was you were supposed to talk to everyone at your table and I prefer coffee or tea. I like cats or dogs. It was just weird stuff.
It's the things they make you do day one in class. And you're I don't want to do this. Okay.
A lot of people were doing the bingo card, but I didn't finish mine. And I just kind of forgot it existed midday.
It does help you meet people. I don't like to do them either, but other people love them. And I wind up meeting people that is nice. It's a nice thing. Corny corny, but it works in the end.
Yes.
Right. Right. Yeah. So after all that, there was the State of the Union. And then the word of Poshfest, shine. Okay.
Can't wait together to get into that.
Shine. Yes. The Together We Shine community panel. So that was okay. For a half an hour. I don't even remember what was said or what happened then, but.
That's when the guy broke into his rap. What's the next?
No. That was, was it?
I think that's when he broke into the rap at the end of it, which was pretty impressive.
All right, so wait, because I want to talk about this, but State of the Union, what was discussed? Anything that, any takeaways?
It was very superficial.
You guys are really selling it, just so you know. You're really selling it right now.
It was very underwhelming, I think, what Crystal said. It was very superficial. It was oh, okay.
It is up on YouTube, though, if you want to watch it, though.
Okay.
The State of the Union. So the hackathon.
Manish.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yep.
I think she gave a sneak peek of one of the new features in the State of the Union.
Yeah, was wait
posh, was the posh party the open those the posh live joining the posh party the whole thing.
Yes, posh party yeah. live. He started talking yeah. about yeah, which yeah.
Can I just I ask know. Who asked for that in the community?
It's because the parties are obsolete.
I know, Alex. I know you're a live seller, but right. who asked for that?
It's well, she has a good point. The parties are they make no sense to anybody other than that's when people are on right. the app, I guess.
Yeah,
yeah. The 7 to 9. It's 7 to 9 Pacific time.
You haven't used it, Alex? Okay.
No, I might try it though. It looks like I watched some people using it had like higher viewers than usual, so maybe it's helping with the audience. I'm not sure.
But here's the thing: we don't know if it correlates to sales.
Right.
Right.
Like you can have a ton of viewers, but and it's good to build your audience base because they'll fall in love with who you are and what it is that you sell. But like, I don't know. It's just an interesting thing to come out with when there's so many other things that need to be fixed on the platform. All right. Well, so yeah,
then it's an easy transition. It was an easy transition for them.
It was.
Because of the lives yeah. are already up and running and functioning and they've got their team. I think it's just plug and play in a lot of these extra little things that they're adding on. I don't think it's, they're already in that department. So.
Right. All right. So State of the Union comes and goes. We learn basically nothing. It's just fluff. And then we've got Shine. What does this even mean?
This is, I don't know. It was just like the word of
the theme,
the Posh Fest.
The theme everybody, of the 2 days. Yeah.
You know, you got, what's her name? Amanda Weiss or whatever. Yep. She's like, Shine. You know, like she's got energy. She is.
Yes, she does.
She's adorable, but like she's got all this energy and she's up on stage and dancing around. And yeah. And so there was her. And then there was, what's her name? The other one who's like, who opened Posh with Manish. There was Tracy. Tracy Sun.
Oh, Tracy. Tracy.
Yeah.
Could have, was it? Yeah.
She was up there, talk. I think. And then there was someone else. All I right, didn't so write down people's names.
It's so. Okay. There's people up there and we're.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shine
was the theme of the weekend. That was the theme of the whole thing. Yeah.
But did they give explanation as to what Shine meant to Poshmark?
Probably, but just I don't think
shine.
That's
everyone glazed.
Yeah, you shine. Oh, you shine, and you know, I don't know. They picked the word.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, okay.
There was the underlying theme was to encourage those of us that are not doing. I mean, those people that are not doing lives to. Do it. Like, get out of your, don't be afraid. You're right. And you have different reasons, but there are, I mean, I would think that suspect that a lot of people have their fears based in, they don't want to be seen. They don't know. They think it has to look a certain way. So they don't do it. And I think the whole thing was about everyone's avail. Everyone can do it. Everyone has access to it and go do the lives because it is working. It is working for the people that are taking it on and consistent and so forth. It's working. So I think that was kind of where they were going. The first day, when I looked at the agenda going into it, was first day is about live, second day is about the meat, and then my mind. But I have a feeling most of the live sellers, it was completely opposite because I noticed a ton of the people on Friday went thrifting. The place was emptier on Friday. They were gone, the live sellers. I mean, they were there to be seen, on Thursday and the first day in curiosity and that's when everyone's going to be there. So let me be there. But I noticed a lot of people on Friday. The crowd was smaller on Friday.
Interesting.
They went thrifty or the beach or wherever they went.
Right. The pool.
Right. And you know, if they hadn't been to California before, that was their day to go with their small pod of people they were, you know, there to meet.
Right.
So they had a chance to meet on Thursday and then Friday they were off to wherever they wanted to go. So they didn't care
Alex,
about the meat.
What were your thoughts on the State of the Union and then this whole Shine thing?
Yeah, I don't know. It was a lot of like just talk. I didn't really know what he was trying to get across to us, but
yeah,
I think by Shine, I think they're talking about like being behind the camera, the live selling, and just being yourself. And
yeah,
I miss the old thing though, the embrace your weirdness.
Mm.
That was better.
Yeah, that is a good one. I like Embrace Your Weirdness way more than Shine.
Yes.
All right, so after all this, we have breakout sessions, right, Crystal?
Yes. Okay. Right, well, after that, we had lunch. After
okay.
That.
Well, lunch.
You know.
I have lunch to pull up the agenda here too, because I'm like trying to remember what all happened. It's all a blur still.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know. Good thing Crystal comes recovered. Prepared.
Exactly.
Okay, so let's see. We had lunch from 12 to 1, and then from 1 to 3:30, there was breakout block 1. And so there was a Posh Shows 101 demo.
Okay.
There was a Posher's Guide to Starting on Social Media.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters. And what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
There was the self-confidence boot camp. There were the Posh Show Studio. So that was where there were sellers, like Alex did a show where, you know, they just had people coming in and selling stuff on their shows. So they had like a Posh Show thing set up, which was cool.
Three of them. It looked nice. Three different stations where you could put your phone and your people, and you were set up to bring 4 or 5 items and had 15 minutes or so to sell whatever you were there when you were there. But it wasn't Posh's crowd. It was your own crowd. Nice. So that was a little interesting too. But I guess because you're shipping and all that stuff, it has to be your you know, your profile. Yeah. So
yeah, they had a shipping station too. Like you could, if you brought the item with you and sold it in the live, you could just go to their shipping station and send it out, which was really cool. But yeah, and then they had Stand Out and Stand Apart, Become an Inventory Expert with shopgoodwill.com. So Goodwill was in I think 4 different sessions, maybe.
I was there.
What?
It was interesting.
I didn't go to any of the Goodwill ones because they were full, and they were in the smaller room, so they were like full, and I was like, but I kind of wanted to see what Goodwill was talking about.
All right, we'll get to that. Hold that thought, Liz. We'll get to that because you went to one. All right, and then was that it? Was that all the sessions for day one?
That was block one. So there was 2 blocks.
Okay, so out of block one, which ones did you go to? Liz, we'll start with you.
I know I went to the Shop Goodwill one, but I don't remember which day. I don't remember which one I went to be honest. Wait. I think whatever one I went to, I wandered out of because it didn't strike me. I know the 2 that I went to that stuck was, I went to Sonia's. Sonia, the Grateful Posher, did a whole behind the scenes of how she strategizes and lays out her. And that was so informative. And then the Goodwill one, which was interesting. So those were the 2 of the 2 days I went to. Sonia's
the Goodwill one. What exactly were they trying to promote?
Brands. And I had to ask somebody. I wound up sitting next to the one, I got a Recloth Collective.
Oh, Recloth Ashley. Collection.
Well, I was sitting next to one of the gals that was with her. And I said, a Posher, or I couldn't figure it out because she was she goes, no, she's with Goodwill. But I swear the gal was as if she had a closet. She was sharing the brands that she was like a YouTube sharing the brands to pick up, sharing. It was an education on brand. I know. I was like, it didn't make sense. Why Goodwill was giving that information? You know, it was like, I don't know. It was like a primitive kind of teaching you what brands to pick up and and color and style and fabric content, those kinds of basics coming from Goodwill.
I would say that's not Goodwill's wheelhouse, but okay.
And every region's Goodwill is different. Every city, every conceptual way of doing it.
They're franchised. They're not.
Yeah.
It's a franchise.
Right. So it was a little interesting. And every store, you know, some stores, they have the color. You don't, most of the bland stuff winds up in the bins, you know, those kind, they didn't say any of that stuff, but yeah, it was interesting.
Hmm.
It was interesting.
Okay. So Crystal, which session did you go to in block one?
So I went to the social media one only because I was gonna go to the Goodwill one, but then I walked over there and it was full and I was like, no thanks. And so then I ended up like getting my t-shirt done because we all got like a t-shirt. And so like I kind of missed like half of the session, but like I you know, I came in like halfway through and like I was like, I'm not a beginner on social media, so I don't know if this is gonna have any value. I basically didn't really make much for notes. Like they were talking about like, you know, what value do you want to offer your community? What formats are you comfortable with? What are your strengths? Like to, I don't know, but.
So very like, okay. Basic social media 101 kind of
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah. So like, I feel like that first block didn't really have anything for anyone that wanted like information.
Yeah. Like substance.
Yes. So like that, I kind of was doing other stuff in okay. between that. Yeah. So.
All right, Alex, what about you?
So I went to the self-confidence boot camp in the first block.
Tell me about it, please.
And I only went because my friends were going to it. And it was nearby the Posh Studios. And I was trying to get my confidence boost before doing my live show.
So, did it work?
It was okay. It was kind of fun, but pointless in a way. Like we all just went around and we did like told a story. We each had to say a word and like complete the sentence basically. Yeah. And then we would like strut our stuff down the red carpet, basically. That was it.
Okay.
And then
so you did the Posh Studio, right? So tell us about that.
Yeah. So I don't normally do share shows. So it was a little uncomfortable for me and just not being in the comfort of my own home was yeah. weird. But yeah, it was cool. I mean, Poshmark reimbursed my ticket for doing it, so that was cool.
Okay.
Good for you.
Perfect. Okay. Was that like, so did you have to sign up for this ahead of time? Like how did that work?
So I actually applied to speak, and then anyone okay. that wasn't chosen to speak, they offered, or not anyone, but some people, I guess they offered.
Whoever they chose. Right.
Opportunity. Yeah.
Huh. Okay, that's the first time I've heard Poshmark reimbursing in that way, so that's interesting to me.
Yeah, and it wasn't just Posh credit. So.
Oh, it was actual cash. Wow. Okay, wow, that's I'm impressed.
Awesome. Yes,
that's impressive. That's awesome. Well, that also shows, and I think all of us listening would reiterate this, is how much they're really heavily focusing into lives, that they're willing to pay you cash back on your ticket. So, mm-hmm. I mean, and it was a substantial amount, yeah, $250, yeah. right? So that says a lot. Okay, well, that's interesting. Thank you for sharing that. All right, block two.
Okay, all right, block two. We had
how long were these sessions? Sorry, I didn't ask.
So the block one went from one, like it says 1 to 1:45, okay. but then it also says because breakout blocks were from 1 to 3:30. So there were three blocks. Okay. Yeah, so the first one was 1 to 1:45. The second one was 1:55 to 2:40.
Okay.
So they had the Posh Shows Masterclass. I don't know if that was different than the Posh Shows 101, but yeah.
I would assume it is.
Yeah. And then they had the Social Media Masterclass and Video Strategy.
Okay.
So then they had a Brand Building Immersive Experience. And they had the Posh Show Studio still. They have the Stand Out, Stand Apart, Be Expert with Goodwill or whatever again. And then they had the Self-Confidence Bootcamp again. So okay. they repeated two of the ones from the first okay. breakout block.
Do we have any thoughts on this session? On this block, I'm sorry.
Well, I did the Posh Show during that session. So I missed everything. I wish I could have gone to the social media masterclass, though. I heard people actually learned a lot in that one. And that's I got good. A few little tips from that was, people that did attend.
That's the one with Sonia, right?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah. I don't know that she did both days, though. I only think she did it on day two. They may have had different speakers on the first day.
Okay.
But the context or the goal was similar. But yeah, I believe she only did one day. That was my understanding. And I could be wrong, but that's what okay. I think. She's a great one to follow if you want to go down that road, no matter what.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. And she was on the podcast, Sonia.
Right.
We talked, she was on, I don't know, a couple months ago. Okay. So what were your thoughts on the masterclass that you went to, Alex?
Oh, I didn't go because I was.
Oh, you didn't go. Show. Oh, so I wanted to pick that's right. Sorry. You went, Crystal, to any of the masterclasses?
So I didn't go to anything in this session because I think I went out to get coffee.
That's way more important.
I know. I needed coffee. And then I ran into Issa at the coffee shop.
Not surprising.
And I think she sent you a photo of us. Yes. And she was like, ran into your friends.
Yes, she did.
And so, yeah, everyone was getting coffee because for some reason they took the coffee away after breakfast. Like, it was like a coffee stand and then they took it away. So everybody needed to go get coffee. And I was very tired at that point. So I think I just kind of wandered around until, and then I went and saw my friends do posh show. So the two people I was rooming with were both in the posh shows. One of them was in Alex's posh show and Danielle. And so that was cool. I got to watch them do that, but.
Nice.
Yeah, I didn't go to anything.
As a spectator of that, Crystal, what was your perception of live shows, seeing it in a more tangible way?
Like, I thought it looked really cool, but like also I was like, wow, it's really like polished and really like neat, and I don't have that kind of room or setup or, you know, that, like, I've done posh shows, like I've done two of them, and I don't really have the space for it right now or like the setup, but once I have my, like my shed thing set up, I'm going to be able to do that hopefully. But the two shows I did, I had to bring everything to my mother's house and set it up. So
yeah,
it's like, if you have the setup and everything for it, like awesome, but it's, I don't think everyone has that.
Being able to leave it set up, right? Set up is critical for the consistency and long-term viability, I think, and you know, so people in your living room, your family has to be okay with it if that's where it's going to be. Yeah. And you know, because it really, the setup is so that you have your tools and everything around you and the clothes, it's got to be an area that can look cool and be able to be left that way day in and day out, I believe. So
interesting.
Yeah.
Alex, go ahead.
I just do it in my office space here and it's very small, but I make it work.
But so, you have designated area, which I think helps, right? Even if it is a small office space, at least you have like that little section that's always there that you can easily manipulate and do a show. Because I do think there is something to, like, when your space is smaller, you don't really have an area where it's easy for you to even photograph. How are you going to do a live show? It makes it a little more complicated. Now, yes, I know people do them on the road in their car or in all these different places, but not everyone is able to do such things. And you know, there's a lot of organization that goes into it, whether we all want to admit it or not. There's a lot of back end work that goes into these live shows and work pre-show and post-show that goes on. So just seeing people do it is great, but really understanding what that behind the scenes looks like. And I think it's nice when you have an office space to just kind of shove everything in and then make a mess and clean it all up when you can. If it's in your dining room, it makes it a little more complicated because other people that theoretically can live in your space and they have to deal with it too, you know?
Right.
It was cool having a couple people on the show that had never done a posh show before. So they were extremely nervous and they said, you know, I made them feel more comfortable. So made me feel good.
Good. That's great. All right, so then we have block three.
Yes, block three. That was from 2:45 to 3:30. Okay, yeah. So another posh shows masterclass. We got creating video content that shines with Meta, trends on the horizon, and merchandising to increase sales. More posh show studio, brand building immersive experience, speed networking, and the storytelling set Closet Confessional.
What's that last one? That's interesting. That sounds interesting.
I don't know. I didn't go to that one, so I have no idea what that was.
Did anyone go to any of these sessions in block three?
No. I did.
You did. Which one did you go to?
So I was really interested to see Meta because I was like,
I was gonna say that intrigued me, meta.
Yeah, so I was like, oh, I gotta see that. And I actually did learn a lot, and the woman from Meta was really cool. Like she showed us like her profile. Like she was, I forget what she was, the head of some, like, of creative something. Like she, you know, she did stuff with like celebrities and different stuff, and she showed us.
She had blonde hair, short blonde hair.
No.
Okay.
No,
I did a session a few years ago with the lady from Meta who, well, was Facebook then. She had short blonde hair, very similar background to what you're explaining. Anyway, continue.
Yeah. Well, so she, you know, people were able to ask a lot of questions about like Instagram, and she did tell us, like, you know, reels do get the most attention. So like if you make reels, like your stuff is going to be seen by more people than static photos and whatever. And so I actually started taking videos like while I was there, because I was like, okay, I guess I'm going to start. And then they made a special Poshfest Meta account on Instagram that you could like tag for all of your reels. And so that was cool too, because I guess like, I don't remember what she was like, you know, send them to us, tag us, and then.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
I don't know if they were going to feature them or something. Well, I didn't get what that was, but I followed it and I tagged them, so whatever. But I mean, I felt
that,
like,
to me seems valuable.
Oh, yeah, that was. Because, like, I was not really making reels at all. And because, like, it kind of, like, intimidated me, but she showed us that they actually have, like, what are they? Templates that you can, so you can just pick a template with a song already in it, and it will tell you how many videos of how many seconds that will fit into this template. Okay. So, like, and then it's kind of like it's a trending song or a trending type of video, and it gets more views that way. So I thought that was pretty cool. I haven't used the template yet, but I have made a bunch of reels. So yeah,
that's great. So I'm just going to say, because I know Crystal, I've known Crystal personally for a long time. The way that you just explained it is totally how your brain works. Like, there's a format, it is a template, it's broken down, it gives you exactly what it's, but honestly, a lot of people need that. It's not just a you thing. Like, a lot of, you know, when it's something so new or something you're uncomfortable with, like, that's perfect.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, interesting. Alex, did you go to any of the sessions?
I was trying to remember. I did. I went to Trends on the Horizon.
Okay, was that a good one?
It was pretty good. Yeah, they had a lot of like charts. I wish I would have taken more notes, but they talked about looking at like Google Trends and basically how to like source smarter for your closet. I kind of wish they would have talked more about actual merchandising and like displaying the product and stuff like that. But yeah, it was interesting.
Maybe they have a suggestions area where you can throw that there. By the way, because that's actually a really good topic.
Yeah.
And you can invite in, I mean, a real, like a merchandiser firm for any store, department store, any type of retail store, because that's all they do.
Yeah. And I previously worked in visual merchandising. So I was hoping they would talk more about that, since that was like the name of the session, but it was still interesting.
See, I feel like, I feel like block one was kind of like fluff almost. Block two was okay, but block three really contains some substance for people to really take in. So, okay. Block three redeemed day one for me. Okay. And then after sessions are over, what happens?
So there was a fireside chat, which I did
memories.
See. Yeah, right?
Scarred.
I was like, and it's in the ballroom. I'm like, there's no fire. There's
I need to pick a different name.
Right? So it was called Enter Your Personal Style Era Fireside Chat with Tiffany Brasino. I don't know who that is, but then there was the wrap up, and then there was happy hour, which they just like, they, was that the day they did tacos? I don't know. Yeah, I think so. And, yes. And then they had wine. The posh playground.
Mm-hmm.
So the playground was really cool. It was more like a photo op thing. Like if they got just it. Had oh, a bunch yeah. of those like boxes set up, yep. you could take pictures yep. in, and there was a DJ, and there was like, there's all kinds of props. There was a big wall where you could write your closet name on it. And it was cool. Like it looked really nice. And we got free drinks and free tacos.
Nice. Not a bad way to end the day.
Yeah, yeah, that was cool.
All right. It was unlimited drinks, too, within that hour.
That's a little scary. That's but a little scary.
In the past, they've given us tickets, so you only got, like, two.
Yeah. The lines were long.
They yeah. clearly yeah. had some money from investors yeah. of some sort, because they've never done that before, where it's unlimited, ever. Especially when it comes to alcohol, because that's very expensive.
Even the bartenders were like, it's last call. Do you want an extra drink? So people were like double fisting at the end. Yeah.
Oh, it was a little my God. Control.
They wanted everyone loose, man. They wanted everyone to be like happy clearly. And just.
I was talking to Crystal about this. I was like, oh, my God, this is like my worst nightmare. A bunch of intoxicated people all around me. Like, worst nightmare. I can't handle that. I need to be like in my corner.
Yep.
Oh, yep. All right. So, okay. Day one ends. Day two, which is the one that everyone always waits for. It's the one that the community always talks about. How does the day start for day two?
Well, I don't know if any of you went to yoga o'clock, but they had yoga for half an hour at 7:30 in the morning.
Yeah. No one's going to that after they drank and had tacos all night.
That's typical though. That's normal for those types of conventions, though. Very normal.
Also, yeah. It's very San Diego.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was like, no way am I up that early. And then breakfast was 9 to 9:45, and the breakfast day two was absolute crap.
It wasn't as
no
good.
Protein.
No.
Yeah, it was
no
just
protein.
Fruit.
It was literally and just pastry.
Bread. Pastries.
It was pastry.
What?
Yeah,
pastries and muffins. So, it was nothing hot.
Well, because they killed their budget with all the booze.
Yeah, day one.
It was all different people. I think the different vendors sponsored that meal.
Mm. Yeah.
Felt like to be. So like the day, you know, somebody, a lower end budget vendor did day two breakfast. But day two awesome. Lunch, I think was
better yeah. than day
two.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yes. They redeemed right, well, themselves.
I like that food is on the top of a priority list for this.
Oh, yeah.
This is great.
Absolutely. Let's see. So day two, we started at 9:50 from 0 to 100K posh shows panel. So they had like people that yeah. were, you know, the 100K resellers. Right. Yeah. So that was.
That's when the guy, wasn't that when the guy broke out in the.
I don't know. I tried to block it out. It was very cringe.
He was good though. It was very, like, he broke out in song and it was all. Created by all the he'd obviously planned it, but the whole thing was about Poshmark. It was really yeah. good. It was
this
really
guy that
good.
Raps doesn't he do live yeah. sales, or he's on a yes. live sale?
Oh, yeah. he's like that's all live him. Sales. Yeah,
he's yeah. Everybody knows him. He was one of the panelists, and he just took the opportunity at the very end of the 20 minutes and went off with this song. And we were all like, "What is he doing?" And then we were really like, "Oh my God, he's good, bro!" Like, whoa. I mean, and he kept going. It was like. 3 or 4 minutes, and it was like at the end of it you're like, damn, that was good.
Yeah.
So yeah, and he's really full of himself. He likes himself, but that's, you know,
you have to be, I guess.
Yes, you know, I don't give a bit. I mean, go, yes, good for you, but you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm curious, this 0 to 100K live sale thing, what was like the overall impression?
I thought it
I
was
want
very
honesty.
Inspiring.
Go ahead, Alex.
I thought it was very inspiring because, well, especially, mm-hmm.
yep.
I mean, all three, I think it was three people on that panel. They,
uh-huh. yes,
they were all very like honest about their journey, like the first show being terrible and then, you know, just keep that they kept trying and kept doing it. And it was just very encouraging. And I felt like that was one of the better panels, personally.
Yeah.
Okay. But this is coming from a live seller, so yeah. I understand that. Yeah. Okay.
Different styles. There was an older black lady. Then what was the blonde gal's name with her and her husband? She's very prominent in the reselling world. You guys, somebody else. Andrea, her and her husband, you know, very polished, very cheerleader, you know, ready, okay. I mean, she's a natural for fit. And then there was the guy who I would think he probably does the, you know, different style stuff. So the mom, the old, was it a black gal or Mick or Latino gal? I don't remember, but either.
I don't remember the names of any of these people.
Yeah, she was mama something, but she was darling. And she had her crew, like the one corner of the whole room when she spoke, you know.
And she had a fan club.
And she's, you know, she's not 25 and blonde and pretty. And, you know, she's got, and she started from scratch and just built her community. And I think she probably sells nothing special. I don't know. I didn't get that she sells, you know, the thing that palettes or the Free People. I didn't get that. She knows her stuff and she sells what people, you know, Chico, whatever. If it's in good condition, I get that's what she's selling. And she had great stuff to share. It was wonderful.
She was really big on Whatnot first, Mama Chickie. Uh-huh. And then she moved to Poshvet or Poshmark. I'm not sure why. I feel like usually it goes the other way, but.
Right. That's interesting. Crystal, what were your thoughts?
I didn't really know any of them. So like, I just, you know, I listened to what they had to say. They all seemed, you know, very inspiring and, you know, it seems like they're doing well. I'm happy for them. It's, you know, definitely not my thing because I'm not a live seller, but like, it was cool, like, to hear them all say that they're doing well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it's interesting because everyone's perception of live sales and success is so different. And I think it all depends on if you are live selling or trying to live sell, or if you've done it and you didn't succeed. And like, I think a lot of that plays into, or if it's just not in your business model at all, like your perception of it all is going to be very different. From what I'm gathering from day one and day two is this is the direction that Poshmark wants everyone to go in. Like, this is what they want. Mm-hmm. And there's really no denying it given all the different sessions that came out, all the different things that they want you, like, mm-hmm. to be confident and learn about all these trendy things and how to style and all that. So that's very interesting to me. So it was after that.
Then there was the hackathon.
Okay, which we will talk about.
Yeah, and then there was like a data and insights to take your business to the next level. So I don't, like all the sessions like kind of just congeal together because like I don't remember when anything happened. Like I don't remember who was speaking and when they were speaking or what they're speaking about. Like I don't remember because it doesn't say in the program like who was speaking.
And I think
that would have been helpful because then I would have remembered like, oh yeah, it was that person. But no, I don't remember.
If you go on the website, it does say who was speaking.
Perfect. Cool.
So, all right, let's talk about the hackathon because this is usually a big deal in the community. Everyone waits for the hackathon. Mm-hmm. And I feel like the perception that I have of it is that it was very underwhelming to the people that were there. And then when I saw the post, I was like, this means nothing to me. As someone who's a traditional seller, it means absolutely nothing to me. Now, if you're a live seller, I'm sure you were thrilled with the things that they have done or what they're trying to implement. But as a traditional seller who sees all the mishaps and flaws that exist within the platform away from live selling, it's very upsetting or discouraging that there just is nothing related to it. So I should probably pull up their Instagram post because I honestly don't remember each thing that they said.
I don't think they talked about anything but one thing. I mean, it was a Posh Party Live. I think that was the only thing they talked about.
Well, they did talk about, they did have a few things. They were smaller though than that. Like they have gift cards.
Yes. Oh, so that was the first thing on their Instagram post is Posh Party Live. Let's get the Posh Party started in a whole new way. Posh Party Live is the newest type of party where you can share, shop, and sell together. Now with live Posh shows. We'll be testing this next evolution of Posh parties in the US and Canada. All right. So what were your takeaways about Posh Party Live?
It was a little confusing. Like, because like I've never done like a share show or anything. So I think it's very much just like a share show, but like on a larger level. And like, so one of my roommates had like early access to the Posh Party Live thing, and she was supposed to host a show on the Wednesday night before, but I don't think she ended up doing it. But yeah, they gave some sellers like early access to it. And I still didn't understand, even when she was like telling me what it was about. And I was like, they showed us like on the screen, like how it was supposed to go. Like you submit your items to this Posh Party Live, and then the host can pick your items, and then you can even come on screen and talk about your item, or you don't have to, or whatever. But like, I don't really understand
how it's if like the regular. Have anyone ever hosted a party? I've never hosted one of those things. Yeah. Online, where you are the hostess of one of those the parties. Has anybody hosted a party before?
Me neither.
All right.
Once.
So I've watched my girlfriend do it, and she has to go in, you know, days or hours in advance and pick all these favorites, host picks. And she said her feed is nothing but, for like the next 6 or 8 hours, her feed is nothing but junk because it's all these people following her.
Right.
Those people probably had a different relationship to how it'll work. I've never done one of those, so I've just seen her do it, and I think that it made more sense when you've hosted one of those things, I believe, and done a live show. Then we're going to combine the two.
Go ahead, Alex.
Is what I get.
I just feel like the parties, like it doesn't matter if you share to the parties in general, but I guess with the shows, they're trying to like make it a thing by having these like themed shows. And I don't know, maybe it'll help, like, again, boost the audience for some of these shows. If it's like a luxury show, it'll get more people sharing their item to it. I don't really fully understand it either, but you
it
have
just
to do
sounds
it
like fun. A posh party, like the traditional way. There's host picks, but it's live.
Exactly.
That's basically exactly all it is.
Yeah. Right.
And you can, and it can be auctioned in that moment. That's
right.
The biggest thing. It's a host picks it. It can now be auctioned when it's
shared.
But
who
to that
sets
party.
The price point for the auction?
You do.
Yeah, the it's seller does.
The normal. Yeah. The seller does. But it'll keep. What it'll do is put people back on the platform, because I notice.
But how do you get notified?
I think it sends you a notification.
It sends you something. Your item's getting ready to be auctioned. You better be present to handle
it. Okay, but what if I'm not present?
Yeah, if you're not there, it won't.
It's going to keep
going.
Okay.
Like.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Interesting.
I could see there being a lot of people not present, and that just
I was going to say, how many people are really going to be present, especially the nighttime one? Like, that's at 10 p.m., guys. I'm in bed.
Right. It's 7 to 9 at night, and it's a perfect time. I mean, that I wonder how all of you guys on the East Coast participate in those things.
We're not going to.
We don't.
I know.
We don't.
Exactly. It's crazy. I'm like, okay. But yeah, but for us, it's also prime time, dinner, family time.
For you guys on the West Coast, it makes sense. But on this side, no one cares.
Right.
Sorry,
right.
But we don't.
I know, right? But that's when I make most of my activity and sales happen in that.
Same, between 7 and midnight. Yeah. That's when it happens.
Right.
The next one, which is interesting, but Poshmark Closet Beta, which isn't really anything new. It's been around. So it says earlier this year, we began testing promoted closet beta in the US to increase the visibility of listings to millions of shoppers on Poshmark. This program is part of our ongoing efforts to empower sellers with more tools to make sales and grow their businesses. Since launch, beta sellers using promoted closet experience an average of 80% increase in total listing views. That means more shoppers are seeing and engaging with your listings, and as a result, more shoppers are close to a sale. Interested in beta, we're inviting all US sellers, blah 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 blah. That's not really a hackathon thing, but sure.
Yeah.
I wish they would have more data with the promoted closet. That would have been
and this is what we've all been talking about from day one. Can you please, now if you want me to use this advertising tool, because that's what it is, can you please provide me with the specific data necessary so that I can see what people are actually doing? I don't care what sold promoted, because it's giving people a false identification of what promoted closet is. I want to know what's happening. What are they clicking on? And then what's happening after they click on that item? Are they staying on it? Are they moving to other things in my closet? What does that all look like? We won't get that for a long time. I can tell you that right now. It will be a long time. Did they even say anything regarding?
I think I remember that they alluded to the fact that they knew they needed to do more data.
Yeah.
But it was also, the whole thing was, I mean, it was very topic. There was no opportunity to have a negative response to anything. There was no invitation to chime in from the audience at all. It was very, everything was presented quickly and positively and superficially, I think, in everything. There was no,
very posh.
Everyone was very whispering a little bit, and promoted was, doesn't work, keep going. Like,
I think they said for every dollar spent on average, the seller is making $5, which doesn't sound great to me.
No.
I think it depends on your average selling price and what your profit per piece is, which I think they can't give out those numbers. I think what they're doing is wrong by giving people this false pretense of, like, you know, how much of a percentage that you're making. You know, it all varies. There's so many variables, because when I'm using it, I'm seeing the benefit because of the types of items that I sell and what's happening in my closet. And that budget that I'm paying every week is so minuscule compared to the sales that are coming in. So I don't care. But someone who doesn't sell the same price point as me is not going to have the same experience, even if they're selling, even if they have, they're promoted at $20, that's going to be way different for them than me. So I don't think it's fair for them to throw those numbers out. And I'm not surprised that they didn't say too much about promoted, because there's a lot of backlash on it, because they released it and they didn't do their due diligence and have something out there for everyone that actually makes sense. They just did it like they usually do. And then it's like, well, we'll fix it when we get to it. Okay, but that doesn't work. Especially when people are putting in their money.
Yeah.
There was an interesting, there was a good slice of the people there that had no idea what we were talking about, which was also interesting. They hadn't been exposed to it. I know. And yet they've committed to PoshFest, but they're so not plugged in so many other. It was interesting. Like, just the buzz of what is it? And then maybe they're very part-time and they just, or they didn't have it. Some people think they didn't have it, but they might have. They just didn't know.
They gave everybody at PoshFest access to it.
Okay.
For 2 weeks. So they're only doing 2 weeks now, which when I started, it was 4 weeks.
I only got 2 weeks when I did it. Yes.
Yeah.
Four
I got
weeks
four.
Makes such a difference than two.
Yeah.
4 weeks makes a big difference. And I'm very fortunate, as were you, Crystal. And Alex, did you do it?
Yeah, I've had it for a few months now, I think.
Did you do 4 weeks or 2 weeks?
I've just kept it going.
For free.
For the free version. Free. Yeah.
I think I got 2 weeks.
Okay. The 4 weeks makes a big difference, because you actually get to see how it works. Because week one, like, nothing really happens too much. It's like the algorithm's trying to figure things out. Yeah. Week two, you start to see, that jump in, like, the algorithm. And then three and four, you start to see it kind of, it goes up, but it almost levels off, and you get to see the ebbs and flows of it. And then as you continue, you realize what those ebbs and flows are and when it kind of starts and stops. 2 weeks is not enough time for people to test this thing out, to commit. I'm sorry. It's even 4 weeks is pushing it. You want to really test it? Give me 3 months.
I think you need at least 3 months. Yeah.
Absolutely.
For the algorithm to catch on and figure out.
Because at the end of the day, you hit on it. It's all AI. It's all algorithm. And algorithm takes a long time. I mean, it's quick and it understands things. But to really understand your buyer pool, it takes time. It doesn't happen in 2 weeks or 4 weeks.
Has to get roots. Has to have roots.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. It needs to learn the behaviors to then perfect itself. That's what AI is all about. So,
when you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I mean, a little disappointed that they didn't acknowledge more of their faults with it instead of throwing out statistics of like, oh, 80%, blah, blah, blah. No one cares. No one cares. Period.
In Phoenix, there had been something that had caused some backlash. And I remember the guys up doing the hackathon were like, the bombardment that they felt from the field, from the tables, was like, they were like, what is, that didn't happen this time. That they shut that opportunity. They made it so that wasn't going to happen. And because they fluffed over whatever they were presenting. It was, here's what we're doing conceptually, I guess. And so therefore it was a lot of time. Yeah, right. They didn't let that happen. And I felt like both days were very, there was not a big rush. You didn't feel, there was a lot of time to meander. And therefore, I mean, I got a little sleepy. I had to do the coffee, get a soda, you know. The gal that I rode with when we were riding home, she said, I think we could have done all of that in one day. She felt like it all could have been condensed into one day to really get what
probably
they presented.
Not wrong.
Probably. Now, the networking, which is probably more than 50% of why people most people go, is to connect with the others, more so than a lot of what the presentations are. And they left a lot of room for that, a lot of room for the community opportunities to happen. And so I guess it's good, or either way, whatever you're there for, it's good. You know, if you want to meet people, it's a good place to do it. Really good place. So, and wear your clothes. I mean, you know, everybody like, you know, wants to see him, you know, you want everyone was, we were all stressing about what are we wearing today or tomorrow? You know, at least the crowd that I was with, you know, they all wanted to show their wares, you know, and it's fun. It is because most of us work in sweats and t-shirts, you know,
I'd say the same
shorts. I got 3 pairs of Athleta black shorts. That's what I wear all the time, and t-shirts. You know, so
I envy
nice
you
to
guys.
Get out in some clothes. Well, yeah, you know, but now I don't. Now I get to wear a costume.
Yeah, you do.
In the Western world. But it was a very meandering, slow energy. I mean, not energy, but it was nice that it was. You didn't feel rushed. You didn't feel like you had to go get stuff done. Good or bad, I guess. Yeah.
Next we have gift cards, which is interesting that they felt the need to come out by coming soon by popular demand. I don't know who's demanding gift cards, but you can, that's coming soon. So
honestly,
that was a big deal.
Like years ago, I asked for gift cards on a survey. I remember that because I was like, oh, I would love to be able to like give my mom a Poshmark gift card because like she loves shopping on Poshmark. Like, I want to say this was like 4 or 5 years ago. So,
I don't know what took them so long.
Your dream has come true, Crystal.
I asked for this.
Right.
If anyone, my fault.
I mean, I just, okay. I think it's such a basic thing to add to a website that really shouldn't be in a hackathon.
No.
Right.
No.
I didn't get why it was such a big deal. I had an old boss of mine that was like, if you ever put, he's told us the story about his family giving him gift cards. And he was like, why are you taking my perfectly good money and putting it in a card for Abercrombie or wherever?
Mm-hmm.
Give me cash. Cash spends the same. Like he just thought the gift cards were ridiculous for the, especially ones that are assigned to a specific store. Give me a Visa card, maybe. I don't know. And that stuck with me. Like gift cards are kind of silly. I didn't get it, but okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Next, they have auto listing, which I think is the one that some people were excited about. To me, it looks very clunky. So I want your perspective on it.
I when I was watching it be done, I was like, this will be really helpful for live sellers. But I think that it's not going to be like, it's not going to replace listing. Not at all. Like it, because they basically said you would take a picture of the front, the back, and the tag, and then it will like auto populate for you. But like for me, I do vintage, and I don't always put the like brand name. There's not always a brand name, and like for something like that, I don't think it's gonna work very well. So, but you know, if you're doing like generic mall brands, if you're doing stuff like that, it'll probably be great. You know, it's going to work for certain people. But I think if you're doing a live show and you just want to take stuff from your death pile and just kind of like, whoop, 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 like done. And then you have a listing. So.
Well, there's already a quick list for live shows. So and it really doesn't take that long to do at this point. But my concern is that it's just going to make it so easy for anyone to list on Poshmark now that it's going to be really oversaturated more than it already is.
Well, I think that's kind of their goal, unfortunately, because they need
to... It's good for them.
Right. They need to get so many people on the platform to recoup all this money that they have lost in investments over the last few years. I think it's an interesting concept. I think what they do, I think Poshmark does this all the time, is they look to see what everyone in their community is using, what are they doing when they're listing, what are the tools that they use, and they try to replicate it in a way on their platform so that people stay on their platform even longer. Because at the end of the day, that's what matters to them for their numbers that they need to show to now their new owner. So I think there's a lot of that that plays into it. How can we get more people to just stay on? Because all that activity really matters to us when we present information to people. Yes, there's a convenience factor to it, but we also know how clunky a lot of these things are when Poshmark first comes out with things. So I'll be curious to see what it is. I'll play with it. I think it's an interesting concept, but I don't think it's something I'll use.
They admitted that it's going to be clunky until it gets... just like the promoted, until it gets some roots and gets, you know, we're going to have to feed it to get it to be smoother. That's all. They said that too. But I think it's a cool idea because I've been listening for 10 years and I'm just bored. And to have it, I mean, to sit there and have to type out Madewell stripes, sweater, long sleeve women's, blah, 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 every single time. You know what I mean? Or I can cut and paste, but that's, you know, I got to go find it where on my sheet, you know what I mean? Like for, it's to get the basics and then I just have to edit some of the little fun parts of it. It's going to be great for me.
It's
personally,
still,
I think I like
it's
it.
It's still not giving us like the description, like eBay,
right.
The AI descriptions on eBay is giving us. So you still have to put in a little bit of work.
Yeah, but you still got to do something in that description area. But if it can get me started on a title, if I can... I mean, I don't know at what point it's going to do it, but right now I've got 25 drafts sitting there because I want to get to a computer. I don't want to, I'll talk my titles sometimes, but I do them for my computer. And so it limits me as to when I can list. And because I type way faster than I use my thumbs, you know, or whatever. So if it can feed me all those titles to start with, I'll be way happier. I can do a lot more.
I think it's
going
to be a while before we get to that list.
Oh, I'm sure. Well, where it's going to put it in that process, I don't know. You know, a lot of people list it at the same time. They take pictures. I don't know. I build drafts. So, hopefully that was fun for me. That one was cool. I like that one.
I think it's an interesting concept. I'm curious to see how it will develop. The next one I see here is a coming soon. It's a multi-label shipping, receive a bundle order. We're making things more simple and cost-effective. Now buyers can purchase additional standard shipping labels for multiple package orders. I'm assuming this is mostly for live sales. Is that correct?
Yep. It's a big deal, apparently. It's
big
a
deal for
deal.
Live sellers, yes.
Yes, big deal for live sellers, which I...
Go ahead, Alex, if you want to explain.
I wrote down notes on this. If it's over 7 pounds... then you'll get 2 5-pound labels for this. But you still have to pay as the seller. So it's not free.
Oh.
You're still paying for the additional label. Just not as much as before where you're paying like $18 if it's 7 pounds. You know.
Didn't they say the buyer pays it or the seller? Does the seller pay the extra 7?
They expect the seller to. But I still usually reach out to the buyers and see if they're willing to pay.
Yeah,
that makes no sense that they would do it that way, because like why do we have to take on that extra like amount? Like that should be on the buyer. They're buying the extra stuff, they should pay the extra shipping. Like I thought this was going to be good because I thought they were going to be starting to charge the buyer, but that stinks. Okay, I'm not excited about that.
I mean, yeah, it's a step in the right direction.
It is a little better.
Yeah. Next, we have coming soon, host summary report. Past show hosts can see a summary of their show performance with a list of key metrics across viewership, engagement, and sales. I think that's important. As a live seller, you need to see what those analytics are. So I think that's great. And then next, we have another coming soon, closet redesign. I don't think this is necessary, but sure. An updated look and feel for ultimate shopper experience. We'll be releasing changes over time. Look out for the new updated interface. Okay, sure. I mean, that's not really.
I think so. They said for like PA2, it's going to like make us look stand out and make us look better or whatever. But I'm like, okay, so at the bottom of our listings, they have our stats.
Right.
And they say like ship time and whatever. Mine has been wrong since that came out. Like, I don't know if they're going to fix that or if my stats are just going to be wrong. Like, I mean, my stats actually make me look better than I am because
go with it.
Yeah. So my ship time is like 1.8 days, but it says same day shipping on my.
Mine's just the same thing. And I do not ship the same day.
No, I never ship the same day. I always ship like at least next day. And I'm like, I don't know where they're getting this stat from, because literally if I go into my stats, it says 1.8 days. So that's closer to 2 days. Mm. Like, I don't know. And like, I really don't know what it's going to look like, but if they're putting those stats up,
That's what it looks like. It looks like those stats are at the top, which fine, but like,
yeah,
can we fix the search function first?
Yes,
before
please.
We work please. On an interface?
Right? Oh my God.
I mean,
no.
We all have traditional listings.
That's so 2020. You know?
Yeah. Who fixes forget a search?
It. Yeah, no, forget it.
Who does that? That's just crazy. I mean, let's be honest, what's the number one thing people, even live sellers, have complained about since 2021? And it's the search. It's still not fixed. Mm-hmm. Can we stop ignoring it? And can we please address the issue instead of saying, we don't see what you're seeing on our end? What do you mean? What do you mean? I have sent them screenshots. I have had conversations and they're still like, well, we don't see a problem. Okay. If that's the stance you want to take, sure. But you want to know one of the main reasons why you're losing buyers on your platform? It is because of your search. Because I have people that I am friends with who are not resellers who have a hard time buying things on the platform because the search makes no sense to them and they give up.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not, well, I think some of the features are cool and will benefit certain people on the platform. I'm not surprised, but I'm also a little disappointed that there was no conversations about the data. There was no conversations about the search. Like, there are certain things that we've been asking over and over and over again, and it just doesn't happen. And I get that they have to cater to certain things because that's where the revenue is coming from. I completely understand that. That's just how business works. But you have a whole community of people who keep asking for the same thing and you just blatantly disregard. And I think that is the frustrating part of this year's Posh Fest for a lot of people who didn't go.
Yeah.
It wasn't an opportunity for that is what I get. It was like a birthday party where we don't talk about the stuff, the yucky stuff. We don't talk about, this is not the forum for that. It's what I got out of it.
But they don't have a forum for it.
Absolutely. I agree. I totally agree. And yet this was not it either.
But they need to create a forum for it within PoshFest, because that would encourage people to not only go, but to have those conversations and they can have one-on-one FaceTime with people.
There was a hackathon table set up the whole time. I will say that you could go get answers. You could go talk to programmers on site that you could. I didn't spend a lot of time there, but there was that existed. So I don't know what people did with it, but
did they really get the answers that we want? Do you know, like that? That's the other thing
too.
I don't know.
Yeah.
All right. So overall,
they were taking notes on everything that people asked of them. Okay. Yeah.
I do think they're receptive to what we say. I just don't think there's execution on a lot of it, maybe because their hands are tied, but there also is no follow-up as to why there's no execution. And that's the frustrating part. You can take notes all day long and say you're listening to us and you want the feedback, but if there's no follow-up, well, then what's the point of even talking to you? And us who have been in Poshmark for a long time can speak to it, where people that are new, just they don't have the same experiences as we do. But it's becoming very frustrating. And then the news that we all received this week that they're shutting down UK, Australia, and India, it doesn't scare me. Some people are nervous about it. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's anything to be nervous about. I think it was a business decision. The revenue's not there for it. The revenue is in US and Canada. That's it. And that's where they're going to focus their time and energy on. And hopefully that means that they'll start addressing these things that they haven't been addressing, because now they can focus their time on it. But I don't think anyone needs to be concerned about the news that came out. No. If you're in the US or Canada, I think you're good. Oh, I don't think there's anything to worry
you
about.
You want a fun fact, yes. A little tea.
Tell me.
So I don't know if either of you met the group of girls from Canada.
No, obviously not.
They were flown out and 100% paid for by Posh Canada.
I heard
there were six of them. There were six of them. And I ran into one of them in the pool and we were chatting, and she's a live seller in Canada. And she told me, yeah, they flew all of them out, I think from Vancouver, and paid for all of them to stay there. Yeah.
Wow.
And I was like, whoa, that's like more than US does for anybody that speaks.
That's interesting.
Right.
But also, some of the Canada sellers do sell in US because there's a way of doing that.
They do, but these ones don't. I don't think any of them had a US closet. I think they were only on Canada. And okay. The girl I met, she was talking about like how she's been doing live shows for a while and she's very successful at it. I don't know if the other ones did live shows, but like, I don't know how they pick these people.
Right.
But
right.
I was like, yeah, that's interesting.
Very interesting. Okay. Yeah. So now, okay, before we end, I want everyone to give their honest opinion. Was Poshfest worth it? And what was your number one takeaway? Liz, you go first.
Was it worth it? I suppose. I don't think I need to go again for another 3 years, because that seems to be my pattern. If they do it anywhere other than driving, I'm probably not going to go, because it was all in. California, I mean, one tank of gas to get home 4 hours was $101 filling up in San Diego. It was like, Jesus. And, you know, the rooms were decent. I mean, but it's a good $1,000 ticket by the time you pay for the ticket, even with the meals they included. You know, we went to nice dinners both nights and the travel down there and all that good stuff. If you flew, that's even more. So, I feel like I can connect with people even more so through Instagram and so forth. So I went for connecting to people. In the past, there's been a lot more technical stuff that we had access to, like sharing this, or, you know, the platform was evolving faster. And now it's kind of, day one was live sales. And I feel like that's what the majority of the people were there for, is that process, you know? And so a lot of people were brand new into the community as well. So I don't know that I would go next year. Or the year after, I wouldn't spend the money or the time. And I'm glad I went. Let me put it that way. Mm. I'm glad I went. I'm not a person that regrets things either. So
yeah.
I met the gal that I wrote down there with. She does lives, Randy. She's really sweet. And that was fun, meeting some people that are primitive in the system. You know, they're new at it. Yeah. And having that perspective was fun. And also, there's some really neat people in this, you know, community. So, I like Poshmark at the end of the day. I'm still glad I'm here, and I'm still, it's better. I do eBay as well, and I'm not, it's totally a different pocket for me. So I'm glad I went, and I don't think I need to go every year. That's for sure.
And I, and would you say your, I don't do would lives. Would you say lot, so, your yeah. takeaway is live sales is what they're pushing?
Yeah. Absolutely. And I don't blame
Nimbus.
Them.
Sorry, Crystal's cat is in video.
So cute. So, I mean, I have respect for everyone that does live sales, and I totally love it. And it's there for me to do. That's the other thing. It is not something that's, you know, for those people. It's available for all of us. So,
Right. Good synopsis, Liz. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, Crystal, your turn. Was it worth it? And what was your takeaway?
I would say it's worth it because I really, like, I wanted to go to San Diego, and I wanted to meet a lot of people that I got to meet, and I did have fun, like, after Posh Fest, like, hanging out with people, got to go to the pool, I got to go see the beach, I got to see a lot of stuff, but the Posh Fest itself, like, I was talking to two girls there afterwards, and they kind of like skipped out day two, like after lunch, and they were like, next year we should just get tickets for the party and just not go to Posh Fest. And like, they put on like a party. It was like,
it's a great party.
It was like real crazy. But like, I thought about that too, but I was like, I would probably still want to like go and like see what they had to say. I don't know if it's on the East Coast next year, I'll probably go, but I'm not going to travel, you know, across the country again for that. Like, at least not, you know, next year. I think it was fun. A lot of it was super overwhelming for me, and I definitely had to take some breaks and like step out and be you know, there's a lot going on, and especially at the party. Oh my God. But I think I'd go again, and I think it was fun. I wouldn't say it was the most valuable experience, like, you know, knowledge wise, but it was still fun.
Right. Was there a takeaway for you?
I don't know. Maybe that I just need to do some live shows if I'm gonna succeed.
That's fair. All right, Alex, your turn. Was it worth it? And then what was the takeaway?
I mean, it was definitely worth it for me, especially since my ticket was reimbursed.
Well, in that case, yes, it was very worth it.
It was just a great time to network. And like Crystal said, I didn't learn a whole lot, but I kind of went in knowing that was going to be the case. I would like to be more involved with social media. And with live selling, it's not a huge part of my business. I honestly do it mainly to like clear out stale inventory and just kind of boost the algorithm, if that does anything. So I'll probably keep doing it for that reason, but it's not something I really love doing, to be honest.
Okay. We love honesty.
I'm definitely introverted. So I'm surprised I even like started doing live selling. And Posh Fest was very overwhelming for me too. It was just so many people. I had to step away several times just to be alone for a moment.
Decompress. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And what was the, like, a takeaway for you?
Well, that live selling is kind of like the future of reselling, it seems like. So I'm going to try and embrace it. But also, the last party was very wild, I will say. And I feel like I need to detox for like the next year. So
I also just want to say one thing. I know that they're pushing live selling on all of us, but I don't want, like, you can do whatever you want. You know what I mean? If you want to add it in, add it in. If you don't want to add it in, then don't add it in, or do it sparingly. I get that they want to push it. They have their own motives as to why they want to push it, right? But, you know, I think everyone is allowed to sell however they want to sell. And if you feel comfortable doing it, then keep at it. But if you're not, then don't. Don't do it. Like, or just do it when you feel inspired to do it, you know? I won't do it anytime soon, but who knows? That may change. I'm open to change. But right now it's a commitment.
It was really cool meeting Issa too.
Collective. She met so many of you guys. She loved it.
And I'm one of her students. So I'm like trying to move towards more like lower volume, high profit items. Yeah. So really the live selling is probably going to fizzle out as I get rid of those lower profit items. So I don't know if I want to continue to do it, but for now I'm going to keep doing it.
Yeah. And we'll see where we're at with live selling next year. I mean, Posh Fest could be totally different next year when it comes to all this. So I really appreciate you guys coming on and sharing your insight with everyone and your experiences and being honest about it, because I think that's the most important part of it all, is we all need to be honest about it. I hope you guys are listening, found it helpful. And yeah, we'll be back next week with another episode. Bye, everyone.
Thank you.
Of course. Bye. Bye.